WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There's no shortage of metaphors to describe your place in cyberspace. One day you're surfing the internet, the next day you're roadkill on the information superhighway. Linguist Jeff Nunberg says these metaphors are all wrong.
Have you seen these new IBM ads? I mean, the ones with the Global Village theme about how technology makes Americans of us all. There are the two old French geezers walking along the Seine and talking about disk drives while accordions play in the background. The subtitles have one of them saying, "My hard drive's maxed out," and the other one responds with something that's translated as, "Bummer." Or there's the clutch of Czech nuns talking about operating systems as the Mother Superior says, "I'm dying to surf the internet." Right, they wish they all could be California girls. The Romans used to refer to the Mediterranean as Mare Nostrum, our sea, and Americans tend to think of the electronic world in the same way. When we talk about the net, we invoke all the stock American heroes of the wide open spaces. You're a net surfer, you're a cowboy on the electronic frontier. You're standing on the bridge of your own private enterprise, about to boldly go where no one's ever gone before. Or you're a cyber Kerouac cruising the information highway with the top down and the virtual wind in your hair. The problem is that when you get onto the net, it really doesn't feel much like any of these. Well, maybe it's a little like surfing, but not like on the covers of the Beach Boy albums. It's like the kind of surfing I do, standing chest deep in the ocean, clutching my boogie board and trying to peer over the waves coming in until one of them crashes over me, rolls me around and around, then deposits me on the beach a couple of dozen yards away, spitting out water with no idea of where I am or how I got there. The metaphors for the net are all wrong. There's nothing less like the ocean, the cosmos, or the highway. There are no vistas here, no expanses stretching out endlessly ahead of you. And there's no frontier, no place to go out there that somebody else hasn't gone before. The net has nothing to do with the wide open spaces of the new world, and everything to do with the cramped, crooked cities of the old. It's urban, close, interior. Forget about cyberspace. This is Cyberville, Cyberstadt, Cyberciudad. You want a good metaphor for the internet? Go to Venice in February. You thread your way down foggy streets and over bridges till you lose all sense of compass direction, and then all of a sudden you break into some glorious piazza. The rusty gate on the alley over there might open into a lush garden, and behind that might be a palazzo with its enfilades of rooms and galleries, but you can't see anything from the street. It's a place you get to know as an accumulation of paths and hidden passages, the way a woodsman gets to know the forest. A Venetian friend told me once that she knows no more pathetic sight than watching one of her neighbors trying to give some help to a tourist who holds out a map and asks how to get to the San Rocco. "We Venetians have no idea how to read a map of our city," she said. "All we know is how to get from A to B and from B to C without getting our feet wet." That's perfect for the internet, the virtual Rialto. Except that maybe Venice is too permanent. You come back after 50 years and everything's right where it was when you left. Whereas on the internet, addresses and connections change daily. Maybe we want to think of it as the Venice that Italo Calvino might have invented as one of his imaginary cities, a fantastic place where houses move overnight from one quarter to another, where bridges disappear and canals reroute themselves with no warning. Maybe it's like the Moroccan souk in one of those IBM ads, a warren of stalls that open and close unaccountably. Or maybe the model isn't an old-world city at all, but one of those shanty towns that spring up overnight on the outskirts of Latin American cities, the barriadas of Lima, the favelas of Rio. The one sure thing is that it's not a lot like the coast off Southern California or the high plains of Wyoming. It isn't even much like a shopping mall in Houston, with its long sight lines and its standardized chain store interfaces. It's a more exotic locale for Americans than for the rest of the world, and it's likely that we'll be the ones who wind up feeling like tourists there.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.